Late last year, I spoke to Hunter Moore, then the proprietor of a website called Is Anyone Up? The website's formula, which garnered Moore a lot of vitriol, a lot of traffic, and therefore a lot of ad revenue, was to upload nude pictures of people without their consent and post their names and links to their online accounts at places like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. This April, Moore took down his website amid very bad press and rumors of an FBI investigation. Since then, various copycat sites have come and gone. The latest is the creatively named Is Anybody Down, the brainchild of two entrepreneurs named Craig Britton and Chance Trahan. While Is Anybody Down uses the same content formula as Is Anyone Up, nude pictures tied to real names often without the model's consent, First Amendment attorney Mark Randazza finds that Trahan and Britton have added a little twist.
They put up a companion site that was for David Blade III, attorney at law. And for $250, he would be able to convince that site to take down your pictures.
So you open up Is Anybody Down. You see a picture which one night you drunkenly sent to a boyfriend, now an ex-boyfriend. And then there is this ad for a law firm that will help you take down that picture.
Yes. There was just something about that ad that struck me as strange, especially in that they guaranteed success, which no lawyer will ever do. First, I did a search for David Blade across the country to see where this guy was licensed. I found one David Blade in Florida who had no idea what I was talking about. And this guy claimed to be licensed in New York. So New York has a public database of all of its attorneys, and there is no attorney by the name of David Blade there. David Blade does not exist. It is one of two people. It is either Chance Trahan, one of the co-owners of the site, or Craig Britton, who lives in Colorado. One of these two guys is actually David Blade.
Now, why do you believe that this supposed lawyer with the 70s porn star name of David Blade is, in fact, one of the owners of the Is Anybody Down site?
I emailed David Blade and Mr. Britton, and their websites are hosted at the same obscure web host in the same IP range. Their emails are coming from the same exact IP address, the same MAC address. So unless Mr. Britton and Mr. Blade were both standing in the same room taking turns at the exact same keyboard, they're the same person.
Does anybody down has figured a way to generate revenue to get money out of the very people whose pictures it's publishing without their consent? You say there's a word for that kind of synergy. What's that word?
If you are trying to take money from somebody for something you don't otherwise have a right to, that's extortion. Now, they've accused me of extortion, hilariously enough, because I gave them a chance before I went public with this and said that if you give everybody their money back and take down the pictures of people who are not voluntarily on that site, then I'll go away. They said that that was extortion.
What do you think is going on with these guys?
They thought they had a way to make some money, and they have absolutely no morals. The thought of taking somebody and involuntarily making them a porn star, involuntarily putting their pictures out there, that's bad enough. But when you add to it that they pay people to find out the photograph subject's identity, where they live, if you look on these postings, you're going to find a significant number of them have even their home phone numbers posted on it.
You are not what anybody would describe as a blue nose. Au contraire, you have built your career as something close to a First Amendment absolutist in defense of pornographers. But you have a couple of basic rules about who you will represent.
Look, I have two rules for pornography. It must be of adults and it must be of consenting subjects. Other than that, anything goes as far as I'm concerned in a free country. If it doesn't meet Mark Randazza's standard for what's moral, it must be bad.
So what's going to happen here, Mark?
You know, I put out an offer that I would represent victims of the site pro bono, and I've gotten a lot of responses.
So you're undercutting David Blade III by $250. Your price point is $0.
I'm a really lucky person. I get to do cases that I believe in. I make a good living at it. And I think I have a responsibility to give something back to people who couldn't otherwise afford me, who need my help. But what's really cool is I got an overwhelming number of emails from attorneys in states where I'm not licensed saying, I'm here with you if you have anybody that wants to bring suit in this state. I've talked to a number of the victims and said, look, you realize you pay this guy the $250, it goes away and that's it. You get into a lawsuit here, your neighbors and friends and family are going to know about this. I am not going to be able to protect your privacy. And each one of them has said, I don't care. What's right is right. I even told them there's probably no money in this because these guys don't have any money. They still didn't care. Every single one of the victims said, I need to stand up so that the next girl doesn't go through this. It's really reaffirmed my faith in humanity.
All right, Mark. It's been an adventure. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Attorney Mark Randazza blogs at The Legal Satyricon. Craig Britton agreed to talk to us only on the condition that we make no mention of Mark Randazza in our interview, but there was plenty more to discuss. Britton has written online that his long-term goal is to become one of the wealthiest people in the world. So I thought I'd ask him this. Is public shaming of people in their most indiscreet moments, is that how you want to make your fortune?
It's part of a progressive cause. We believe that a lot of the laws governing nudity around the world, and especially here in the U.S., should be changed. We live in an era where people are judged for these pictures. My eventual goal is that everyone will have public information posted about them, preferably naked, that it'll be a normal thing. It'll no longer be associated with stigma or shame or humiliation, but it'll be normal in about 10 years.
I literally don't understand what you're trying to
tell me. Let me explain. Most of these people aren't really upset that they're being seen naked. They're really upset that their boss might see, or that a close friend or family member might see, and that they might be judged. My point is eventually that employers will have to change their policies. Friends and family members will have to change the way they look at people.
How many martyrs to the cause will you create along the way?
These are not victims. These are people that have decided to publicly transmit their own information.
Of course they're victims. The moment you put them up for public display, they, by definition, are victims because they did not sign on for that.
I don't believe that's true.
Does your mother know what you do for a living?
They know, and my parents don't really care. They understand that we're in one of the toughest economic periods in the history of this country right now. A lot of people's backs are against the wall.
This is not a decision that you can make lightly to go into this business. Did you wrestle with your conscience?
We've tried to run 1,000 different businesses. Here's a direct quote from one of our one of the people that's making all these comments about us and saying what we're doing is big and evil. He said, and I quote, journalism is a lazy, unethical profession. And we, at one point, both attempted to be journalists. We attempted to be internet programmers. We attempted to be anything under the sun that we could after applying for job after job and being turned down. And this was kind of a last resort.
I'm wondering if you possess a modicum of empathy for the people who get up in the morning and find that their pictures are displayed naked on the web, and that if their lives aren't destroyed, they're seriously harmed.
I have also been posted. I've been posted to a bunch of different websites. They posted my home address. They posted my family members' names. They posted naked photos of me. So I do know exactly how those people feel, actually.
And?
And I don't send naked pictures of myself to strangers.
Why not?
Well, you know, you could wind up on websites like the one I have, or, you know, worse. There are worse people out there than us. We're being the focus of this, like we're evil, or like we're manipulative, or we're exploiting people, and that's not true. The truth is that there's a lot of actual predators out there that are dangerous.
Craig, I'm asking you this man to man.
Right.
Do something else. You can't rationalize it.
I can't rationalize starving either.
You know what? Starve.
No.
Stand on the median strip of the highway and beg. There's more dignity in that than in what you're doing now.
I tried that. I wasn't good at that either.
I just want to thank you for getting on the phone with us.
Well, thank you.
Craig Britton, with his partner Chance Trahan, is the proprietor of IsAnybodyDown.com. That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sarah Abdurrahman, Chris Neary, and Doug Anderson, with more help from Lita Martinez and Ariel Stuhlberg. And it was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Ken Feldman.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer. Ellen Horn is WNYC's senior director of national programs. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find transcripts and read our fabulous blog at onthemedia.org. You can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And you can email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.